Suppose this was a brunch date with a boy you know named Dick.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to this Boy vs. Boy podcast.
Coming to you semi-live from Tom McHenry Studios.
Yeah, beautiful Tom McHenry Studios.
Yep, that's the actual name. The studios themselves
are named after... They're named after beautiful Tom McHenry.
Yeah, they're actually kind of shitty.
It's a fucking dump in here.
Yeah.
There's fucking rappers and folk musicians everywhere. No.
I've got that empty Sprite 2-liter that tried to fucking kill me the other day.
Oh, you emptied it finally, did you?
Yeah, it's still sitting here, though. Mocking
you
me.
You emptied it into your nostrils?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the one that almost killed you. You should, maybe what you should do is mount it. Mount it onto a trophy type situation and mount it on your wall. So it's like, this is the thing that almost killed me, and you could be like a big game hunter.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to bronze it.
Bronze?
Yeah.
Bronze? What did you say?
Bronze.
Bronze.
There's this fucking show, and I hate it. It's like the ugliest thing in the world.
It's called Spy vs. Spy podcast.
It's Tom and the fucking mayor or whatever on Adult Swim. And it's like photographs that are made to look like they're drawn with blue ballpoint pen, and it's a dumbass show. But like, he went and got some shit bronzed, and they had like an informational like video on the bronzing process. And the dude in the video was all like, first the bronze is heated up, and then the bronze is, and like everything was bronze and bronze. And I was like, hey, a joke!
The Boston bronze?
Yeah, the bronze.
Yeah. Yeah, I have not seen that show. And, I mean, we don't really get Cartoon Network or whatever. It's on Cartoon Network, right?
So you'd have to go out of your way and download that shit to even watch
it. Yeah, I think if you have satellite or whatever, you can get it here. But if you have digital cable or whatever, we have a Canadian version, which I think I've talked about, which is not as good.
Yeah.
We get some of the shows. But usually, like, I mean, something like Aqua Teen maybe probably came out here the last year or something, so...
Wow.
Yeah, like, what? It's already old. But, I mean, there's probably a lot of people who don't know about that kind of stuff, and it's exciting to them.
The thing that's super butt about those cartoons, though, is, like, they're way more better suitedly for, like, just being a Flash animation. I mean, you could download an Aqua Teen Hunger Force and, like, you know, okay, this is fucking 300 megs or whatever. But, like, as a Flash file with no degradation in quality at all, it'd be, like...
16K.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I've said this before or not, but I still think it's pretty funny that my buddy Oliver calls that show Aqua Teen Funger Horse.
Yeah.
I'm easily amused by switching of letters.
Oh, me too.
There's a word for that. There's a couple words for that.
Right.
And weather-wise, it said, boy, Brian, you sure like your... And I was like, what the fuck is that? But I didn't ask him that because I would be like... pretty dumb if I was like,
yeah,
hey, what does that mean? And like, you know, I don't really want to appear stupid. Just after the fact on a audio show, I like to appear stupid,
right?
And so I mean, I kind of pieced it together what he meant by that, but I forget what the word is now, so joke's on me.
Well, Ben listens, doesn't he? Ben Weatherwise Blue. Ben,
yeah he does.
I was making a joke yesterday. Okay, you know, there's the big hubbub and Xander and whatnot,
huh?
About altering the rules to Daily Grind?
Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
No, I don't, but the only joke is that Xander has to, like, you know, talk to Ben about...
because they're both, for those who don't know, they're both, along with Ed Brisson, they're sort of referees for the Daily Grind Iron Man Challenge, which, I mean, was sort of like a necessity for that many people in the contest.
I
personally don't agree with having judges.
No, the whole thing's fucking bogus. Whatever. So Xander has to, like, you know, cajole Ben into, you know, siding with some kind of, like, rule change thing because Ed won't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm spilling any kind of beans or whatever, but.
No, who cares?
Yeah.
I certainly don't. Yeah. And if I don't, then we don't.
Yeah. But I was talking to Heather about it, and I said that Xander has to woo Ben woo. And then I was totally getting all, like, fucking Dr. Seuss about it. I was like, woo, Xander, woo. Woo, Ben, woo. Hey, that's so stupid.
and then you can say Cook Sander Cook.
Oh, man. Yeah. It goes on and on. We don't have those, though.
Cook, Ben, you know, and Ben Weatherwise Wu is an excellent cook. I've not eaten any of his food ever, I don't think, but he's always talking about some fucking sautéed shallot with creme de glass.
I don't know.
Shit. He sounds like a real gourmet to me.
I don't buy it, dude. I don't buy it.
What if I told you he was gay?
I don't know. I think the dude eats nothing but microwave burritos. I think he's got one
suit. If you've seen him, he's so fat. He's just like the fattest guy I've ever met.
I didn't say he eats a lot of them.
Oh. But yeah, he did, didn't you?
No, I said he eats nothing but.
Oh, so that's like maybe it could be one a week.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, and he's just all withered-wised.
he's actually a very small man.
Yeah, and he knows a lot about suits and shit. So he
knows
says,
a lot about a lot.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the smartest people I know.
I don't know.
I challenge him to a smart-off versus Tom McHenry.
Okay.
And then I challenge him to a pants-off.
Live in studios?
Maybe. Maybe we could have a smarty pants-off. Them versus us. And we'll be like, well, fucking...
No. Americans versus Canadians. Let's do that.
What you mean is white people versus Asians.
Ooh, damn.
You fucking racist. I can't believe you said that.
Me and Weatherwise against you and Tom.
But what? But what? So,
but.
Can-Am Connection versus Can-Am Connection. Can-Am Connection was a wrestling team back in the 80s. Oh, yeah? It was a Canadian dude and an American dude.
Nice.
I think one of them might have been Rick Martel, who later went on to become the model Rick Martel.
Oh.
I know a lot about old wrestling. I pretend I don't, and I pretend that it's dumb that I know that. I just know a lot about old stupid stuff that no one cares about, I guess. But
no, it's people do care. People are always
I got some shitty wrestling knowledge, but you know, it's pretty rare when you actually get to be able to use it, because most people I know are like, wrestling? Why are you dumb? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit.
Aw. Was that your Weatherwise voice?
Weatherwise here from the Ivory Tower.
Huh.
To stupefy you all with my rapping power.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have a voice like that.
And his rapping power
he's a wizard.
In question.
Yeah, well, that's kind of part of the joke.
Yeah. I had a food thing to say at you.
I got some food things to say, too.
Is this the food segment?
Yeah.
Fooding it up. Fooding it up. Listen up, dudes. We're fooding it up.
Oh, shit. I was totally off. Can you sync that up later, maybe? And slow down my singing? And
sure. I'll add some drums and... Yeah.
All right.
So, fooding it up. Okay. I like potato salad.
I sometimes like potato salad. It depends how it's made.
Oh, yeah.
You recently had a bunch of eggs to use up, probably.
Yeah, but they weren't involved.
Oh, really? Do you like eggs in your potato salad?
Yeah, I guess it's all right.
I think they're integral. Integral.
No, the potato is the most important part. And I like making potato salad. I don't really like preparing to make potato salad. And I really don't like buying potatoes and then letting them turn back into potato plants in the cupboard.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. It happens a lot to me.
And I'd say a couple of whiles ago, some soons, a bin before a timed, I bought some fucking canned potatoes, right? And I was like, oh, canned potatoes, that's weird. And
they're like, I don't think I've ever heard of canned potatoes before.
Yeah, they're only like 80 cents. You get a can of these little pre-cooked, peeled potatoes, you know?
You know what? I mean, I probably wouldn't think to buy them, but how bad could they be? Because potatoes are pretty fucking plain as it is.
I bought them, they sat in my cupboard for a while. They didn't turn into anything because they're in
a can.
They
didn't sprout. The cans sprouted little mini cans, little wires came out.
Yeah. Mini cans. And, fig, your nose up my ass. I don't know.
Jesus.
So, I had these potatoes. I'm like, this would be okay. So I just threw them in a pan and I frizzled them up with a little butter and a little, I got a little bottle of that emerald essence. Bam powders.
Whenever I hear that, it just sounds like you're like,
oh, I know.
Semen sample.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I went there.
What? Semen?
Jar, jizz jar.
Oh, okay.
You know, a tin of spunk.
That's what, but it's plastic. A plastic tin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Of, yeah. Emerald's mighty
man juice.
Viscous.
Ugh. Spuzz.
Yeah, so I drizzled that all over him with the potatoes, and I ate them. And they were good. And then when I went to Cub recently, I bought some more potatoes.
Now, hold on. I just want to back you up a second.
Hey.
When you open the can of potatoes up and you fry them up and stuff,
They're in water.
Do they come out all mushed?
No.
Like, because you know when you get, like, canned fruit and stuff, it's all kind of mushy. And
no, potatoes hold up real good in water.
So they're not all mushy.
No, they're firm.
Okay.
But, so then I bought some more, and I was like, yesterday, I talked to Spencer, and I was like, hey, Spencer, what do you want for lunch? And he was like,
hey, you know, dad, I want some, maybe some, like, have a hot dog, hey.
And I was like, okay, we have hot dogs. And I was like, what would be good with these hot dogs? Fuck man, yeah. And I thought, I'm gonna make potato salad. And, okay, normally I don't make potato salad because it takes fucking forever to boil shit, peel shit, and do all that shit. Mm. Well, I don't really peel them because, you know, skin on potato salad is good.
Yeah, I wouldn't peel.
I had potato salad made in a minute. Open a can, drain the shit, toss me the thing, mash, blah, blah, blah. You know, a little mayo, a little mustard, mm-hmm. Salt, pepper. A little bam, a little salsa, a little whirling dervish, a little Worcestershire sauce.
Really?
Worcestershire sauce is good, yeah.
I wouldn't think to put that in potato salad.
No, it's good. Give it a little zeal.
I don't use
as much mayo as one would possibly use, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to still get that kind of zesty zango, you know,
Use
a little Worcestershire sauce.
I like Miracle Whip, but as you know, anytime someone uses mayo for something, I will prefer to use Miracle Whip.
You like miracles, is what it is.
Yeah, you know, I'm a real optimist. Yeah. And I like to think that maybe my food is making a difference in the world.
In summary, canned potatoes, fucking A, what an invention.
Yeah?
Yeah. Potato salad, instant fucking potato salad, man. It's good. It's good. I'm promoting
Sweet.
It.
Sweet.
I'm all about it. Canned potatoes.
My food thing?
Yeah.
Last night I was at work, and I work nights, and there's not a lot to eat around where I work. It's kind of, there's a shopping mall across the street, and beyond that, there's like gas stations and then not really much else. So if I don't bring my own lunch, which turns out to be at like 8 p.m., I'm pretty short on options. And sometimes the mall's closed early and I can't go to the food court or anything like that. But I decided, I'm like, well, what am I going to eat? And I was like, I really want to eat a hamburger, but no, I don't eat a hamburger. That's dumb and bad, and I've maybe eaten too many hamburgers or whatever. So I'm like, I know, I'll get a taco. I got some tacos, and then I was halfway through my tacos, and I was thinking, this is the same fucking thing as a hamburger. You got your beef, you got your cheese, you got your lettuce and tomato, and you got your bread substance.
Yeah,
it's true. I got soft tacos. So I mean, like, what is this but a flat hamburger?
Floppy
hamburger. Yeah, a flamburger. So dumb, basically. And yeah, like if you ever like, I want a taco, just eat a hamburger. It's the same fucking thing.
So you're saying a taco is a piss poor alternate for a hamburger.
It's not really an alternate. You know, and that's the thing. It's like what I really wanted was a hamburger. I should have just gotten one.
Yeah.
But learned my lesson, I guess.
I think hamburgers are a beautiful thing. I wish you could get them smaller, but good. You know?
Smaller?
Because like there's White Castle and that's like, meh. You know,
I've never had White Castle before, but I don't think there are any on the western half of the continent, are there?
No. They opened a temporary one in Los Angeles for the when that Harold and Kumar movie.
The movie,
came out. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
but no, I don't.
You know what?
I, think
I probably have the opportunity. They had a huge thing when I was at the San Diego Comic Con, not this past one, the one before, I guess. They had a huge sort of like monstrous display promoting that movie, and they were probably selling the hamburgers right there because you know, San Diego Comic Con full
of sure.
super fat dudes in little motorized scooters dressed up as Jedi.
But that's not to say that they're bad,
not at all. But they would enjoy to eat hamburgers without having to leave the convention, so that would have been really smart of them to have.
Slender folk approve of hamburgers as well, though,
sometimes
because okay, they had to get fat somehow. And then they had to start skinny to get fat. So I'm thinking,
I don't know. Have you ever seen the like Maury Povich show where they have like my baby's really fat, and they have like 2-year-olds that are 200 pounds?
So you think they're just born just loving cheeseburgers? I don't want to diss cheeseburgers.
You know, like I know they're not born that small, but like, I mean, if you're 2 years old and you're already like hypnotically obese, then that's pretty close to being born. Because like, do you remember before you were 2 years old? Probably not.
No.
So therefore, you wouldn't remember not being enormously fat. It's really sad.
It is. But not really.
And no, I think the saddest thing is that often it seems that the parents are doing it out of, like, love. They're like, well, I really want my kid to be happy, and he just wants to eat fucking french fries all the time. So I want him to be happy, and I want him to grow up, you know, like, in a loving environment, so I give him all the fucking food he asks for. And in a sick way, it's kind of like, you understand, you sympathize with it. But on the other hand, it's like, well, guess what? You can say no to your kids.
No.
Yes.
Take it back, Brian. You don't know.
Okay, I'll say no to your kids then.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But next time Spencer asks, hey, Dad, maybe I can have some french fries with this. I'll be like, you have to ask Brian.
You have to ask Uncle Pennybags Fukushima.
Yeah.
And he'll say, no, you may not. You must have.
How do you pronounce your middle name, Jim?
Wataru?
Yeah, but how would I pronounce it?
Wataru?
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
I don't mean you, really.
Wataru.
Yeah.
Yeah, all my family, like my brother and sister and all my cousins and whatnot, we all have the Japanese middle names. It's cool. I like it.
Does it mean something?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. No, it actually means it means something about like what are you doing over there?
What do you mean?
It sounds like you're fucking trying to you're trying to subdue a walrus or something. Like, shut up, walrus, and get back under the table. Yeah, it means something about like bridging a gap, sort of. I don't know if it's literally or metaphorically or what. Well, I don't know. Everything means something, and usually it's bullshit. No. Yeah.
All right. So that's food, then.
Yeah. Oh, and also food-related. Yesterday, yeah. I forgot to drink a coffee in the morning. Usually, I've had the fucking same morning routine where I get up, drink a huge coffee, fucking sit around, do my shitty internet stuff, and go to my soul-sucking job and die. That's usually my daily routine.
Right.
And I thought, maybe I'll shake this up a little bit and not have a coffee.
Oh, nice.
No, I mean, I just got doing other stuff, and I've been going for jogs lately and stuff, getting back into running, which I haven't done in ages, and it feels good. So I was thinking, like, oh, maybe exercise will be my new coffee. Maybe I'll fucking have some endorphins instead of some caffeine. And that was partially the thinking. The other partial bit of it was just kind of forgetting, I guess. And I was doing fine until about 8 p.m. And then I just, like, fucking got the biggest headache and, couldn't focus on my work.
You had a headache even big?
Yeah, as big as that.
Yeah.
It was fucking awful. And, I knew right away. I wasn't like, geez, why do I feel shit? I'm like, oh, fuck, I should have had coffee because I'm fucking addicted to caffeine. So I just drank a coffee and it was all better. And so
it's a cure all. It's a magical wonder drug that.
Yeah. Coffee. I'm not saying that caffeine is, you know, good or people should drink coffee or whatever or anything like that. I enjoy the taste of it.
Dude, you work nights.
And also I work nights. And so therefore it's either that or I drink a bunch of pop. And in Canada, there's only a certain amount of pop that you can get that actually has caffeine in it. Yep. Of course, there's such things as energy drinks, but those usually taste stupid.
And they cost double.
Yeah, for like a small little thing. I mean, yeah. I guess if you're like, well, I just want to be awake and I don't want to enjoy my beverage or you know, that.
Quench my thirst or anything. All I want to do is wake up.
Yeah, then I guess that's okay. But then, you know.
I like that taste, though. I really do like that kind of funky underbelly taste of
coffee.
No, of energy drinks. They have that kind of weird,
because they're all made out of weird berries.
Chemical must. It's. I really like it.
Yeah, I guess it's okay. But
I like shit that tastes gross.
I mean, yeah, I guess in a way, like, there's a lot of things that have really strong tastes that a lot of people don't like anything like onion or cilantro, things like that, that, like, people might be turned off by. I invariably love those things.
When I first
sardines and anchovies and like really bad skanky fish. Oh my god! Speaking of bad skanky fish, that smells terrible.
Sorry about that.
No, I bet people almost believe that I smelled that.
Well, till now.
Yeah. Shit.
No, I do like. Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. I do like kind of the musty, gross flavors. I mean, like you know, like toffee, dark chocolate.
Yeah,
aren't super pleasing flavor. Beer, you know.
No, it's you know what? It's all the things. Olives.
Oh yeah.
All the things that, as a child, you think are gross. You know what I mean? Like those really strong, out there flavors that usually children are kind of like, ooh, I don't like that. You know, like boiled cabbage. No, I don't know. That are, I guess they're usually called acquired tastes, I guess.
Yeah.
But I really acquired them, and I think you did too.
I think we should segue from this into an email we got, so I think we have to sing the mail bag, man bag song.
Man bag? The mail man bag?
Mail man bag, bag man.
Do we have a song for that?
No. Maybe that was it.
Mail.
Drowning in the sea
those
of mail.
Bag juice.
Jess Fink.
Oh, Jess Fink, right.
Jess Fink from JessFink.com.
I thought you were saying Jeff. Like,
no.
Jeff Skinner. Or like Jeff Sphincter?
I'm pretty sure it's short for Jessica, but it could be Jessandra or...
Jessamina.
Burgess, I guess.
Burgess. Jess Fink, best boobs in comics. I'm not saying she has the best boobs because I've not seen hers, but she draws them a lot and they're pretty good. That was weird and awkward, and I probably should have said that.
No, it's... you want me to cut it out? I'll cut it out.
No, man, I don't care. I don't care if the world knows that I... Like,
I'm gonna boost it then.
Draw the boobs and the... That stuff.
That's gonna be the loudest part.
Okay.
Alright. But Jess Fink, from JessFink.com.
And she's also one of Robert Crumb's close personal friends, I believe.
Yeah, according to Rupert Murdoch's MySpace website.
Now, so you found out that MySpace is, in fact, bullshit.
Well, it's not bullshit, but...
Well, I mean, we already knew that, but you found out that it's...
It's actual bullshit. No, it was... Yeah, it was bought by the Fox folks there, and Fox owns it, and it, and the weird shitty shit about it is, like, if you say anything bad about MySpace or about Rupert Murdoch or anything, they'll delete your blog posts, and, you know, suspend your account and this and that.
So that's why you should fight the power and use a Google brand blog.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just use WordPress. Just don't even...
Yeah,
just,
you know what? I think people should really...
Call your friends. What's wrong with having all your imaginary friends on LiveJournal? Why do you have to have all your imaginary friends also on MySpace?
Yeah, you know what? I don't need them in two places. Yeah. I probably don't even need them in one place.
No, you don't need them at all. I'm the only one that's ever going to pan out, Brian.
Yay! I'm the only one that's going to Japan out.
Whoa! So, yeah. Okay, Jess Fink.
Yes.
From JessFink.com.
Yes.
Whose email address is jessfink@jessfink.com. Maybe I shouldn't have given that out, but, you know.
If it's on her website, I don't think you have to worry about it.
Yeah.
She wants people. She is a fantastic illustrator, drawist type person.
She draws some stuff.
She's real good. And you should go to her site and read her shit. It's good. She did one of them their daily comic. No, what do you... What was the...
the hourly comic
thing. And it was really good. It was really nice.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's on her site or not, but that was it was one of the better ones that I read that day.
Well, she says. she wanted to know if we ever tried any of the Goya fruit sodas. No.
Goya.
No.
As in. The Spanish artist Goya?
Yeah, I've got this pretty sweet Italian guitar that my dad gave me. It's called a Goya, and it's from Italy. It's awesome. It's like a hollow body electric red thin wonderful splinky guitar.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I haven't tried drinking it.
Okay. I think I've seen Goya products before. I don't think they're very common here. And I don't think I have ever tried any of them. But I'm just on the website right now.
Yeah.
And Refresco Goya, tropical soda. Conquer your thirst with our fruit-flavored sparkling beverages.
Conquer it.
Already, I'm like, yeah, fucking I'll try that shit. They're not just like, enjoy Coca-Cola. Well, I could enjoy it, or I could fucking conquer my thirst. Yeah. All right. They come in a variety of tropical flavors like tamarind, mandarin, and guava. Grab a refreshing 12-ounce bottle or pick up a 2-liter bottle for the family. Now, hold on a second here.
Right.
12 ounces or 2 liters?
Yeah.
Why are we mixing the fucking ounces with the fucking the metric units?
This is that's really the way we roll down here, dude. We got 20 ounces.
As soon as it gets over a certain ounce, then you become metric all of a sudden.
Well, okay. Well, you can fine. You can either have the 1.25 pint bottle, or you can have the 67.6 fluid ounces bottle.
Well, I thought you guys would stick to your guns a bit more. I thought you would go all out, as you always do, and just say, fuck metric. But why are you letting metric system creep in if everyone's so fucking against it?
It's not creeping in. The 2-liter is the only thing.
Well, that's stupid. Because it's dumb. It doesn't belong.
We should go all the way up to the fucking 100-ouncer. That's what it should be.
Well, why not?
Why the hell not?
I just think it is a sign of weakness on your part.
Hey, dude.
As you, careful. As America. You equals America.
Wait a minute.
No. Okay. No, it's just funny. It's just weird. And also, you spell leader wrong. L-I-T-E-R. If you're going to spell it, you got to spell it properly.
That's it.
We're done.
As soon as we're done with fucking Iran.
It's going to be a fight.
And then, China.
Yeah. What about Korea?
We'll swing through Korea, to China. And then we're just going to attack Japan through Vancouver.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Will I get to live on a lovely farm in Alberta?
I suppose.
Just like in World War II.
Yeah. What's up with that? I can forgive clubbing baby seals, but what the hell is up with that? Why'd you make that movie about the harbor?
The movie.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't see that movie.
My family actually was put in an internment camp during World War II. And,
really?
Stuff. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Wow.
And bunch of fucked up shit.
But they're Canadians.
Canada did it too. Canada, under pressure from the United States, was like, we better go along with them and put all these Jap spies into fucking internment camps in the interior.
Were they nicer camps, at least?
I don't know about that. Yeah, stuff and depressing and whatnot.
Man, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Why do we have to go down that road for these Mexican fruit sodas?
Are they Mexican? Where are they from?
Goya fruit soda. I don't know. Everything was Goya in the Southern California there. So.
All right. This is what I like. It says a 12-ounce bottle or pick up a 2-liter bottle for the family.
Right.
Family enjoys that as well. Good. Sure. Try a scoop of ice cream on top of our tropical sodas for a Goya ice cream float. The kids will love.
Yeah.
You know what? I enjoy ice cream float with my pop sometimes. And but I don't usually think to do it with anything other than cola or root beer. Sometimes orange.
The rooted beer.
Yeah. But I wouldn't think to make a float out of, say, a pineapple soda. You know? That's pretty smart. I'd like to try that. So, full flavorless, here's what they have. They've got the apple, they've got the coconut, they've got cola champagne.
Whoa.
They've got fruit punch, they've got guarana, they've got guava, they've got ginger beer, they've got grape, lemon lime, mandarin orange, pineapple, sangria, strawberry, and tamarind.
Did you say malt?
There's no malt on there, but she did just mention some sort of malt-type beverage that they have.
Yeah, she said tamarind and malt are the worst...
Yeah, tamarind, that's like a really big flavor in Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah, I really...
And I'm not down with that.
No, I've tried it in a couple things, and it doesn't taste right to me.
Yeah.
I'd be into trying the guarana one.
Maybe. What does that taste like?
I don't know, but it's always an ingredient in the energy drinks.
So. Exactly, so I'm wondering about that. Malt? Malt is not a good flavor, usually.
What?
No, like in a beer, or maybe even in a milkshake or a milk... no, style I like, dud.
I like malt.
Have you ever had a malt beverage before? There's this one that I tried here. It's called Malta. I don't know where it's from exactly, but my buddy Oliver, I think, had it in... He used to live in Costa Rica, and I think they had it there, and it was, like, pretty popular. And he tried it once and barfed, and then he told me to try it. No. So I bought one, and it's pretty terrible. It kind of tastes like all the worst parts of beer with none of the benefits. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. And, And it kind of reminded me of when I was in Japan. I went to a vending machine and I bought sort of like a mystery drink that I had no idea what it was. And it turned out to be like barley water.
Windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah, no, it basically tasted like you cook some barley and then you put the water into a can to sell for a dollar. And
was it soup?
No, and that's the thing, is it wasn't seasoned or anything. Like, it was almost like, it was like a barley tea or something. Like, there was not really any, it tasted really bad. It was like drinking dishwater or something. Hmm. So that's what it kind of reminded me of, like, something that you like a beer or something like that, with all the good parts stripped out, and you're just drinking, like, gross malt or barley water. Like, yeah, I'm not interested in that. So, score one on the opposite side of liking skanky, gross flavors, I guess.
Well, do you think you have those Goya sodas there?
It seems really familiar, but I mean, the more I look at the packaging and stuff, the more foreign it looks to me. Mm. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be able to find them at some sort of specialty store here. Yeah. I would like to try some of these for sure.
I'll look. I'm pretty sure they'll probably have it Cub in the international section, and if not, maybe at Double Dragon Market down the street.
Is it really called Double Dragon?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh my god,
it's awesome! It is the
best. And the owner's called Abobo.
Possibly, they have fish just hanging out all over the place. Just all kinds of
fish. I mean,
it is the opposite of, you know, because most grocery stores have the real clean, you know, electric ice chest.
Yeah, it's one of those real classic Asian style thing with the hanging meats, and it smells
just
like
cardboard boxes full of fish on the floor.
And yeah. Sweet.
Yep. But they've got, that's where I get all of my firing treats.
Is it in the illustrious St. Paul Chinatown?
No, it's not actually. It's on the way to work. No, it's not. I don't know if I've been to the St. Paul Chinatown.
I was just wondering if you guys had one.
St. Paul pretty much is the Chinatown of Minneapolis.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's, yeah. Absolutely.
So, Jess, to answer your question, no, we've not. And yes, we would like to.
Yes,
and maybe we will. And then in the future, maybe we'll talk about it some more.
I will. These awfully hideous sodas, like tamarind and malt that she mentions, I'll get both of those, and we'll see.
I won't. I'll only get the ones that look good.
Yeah. She had another question, too.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Who's tougher, Brian or Phil? You guys fight.
Right. No, she... Let's just make this... brief. But she says boxers are briefs. And, you know...
That's kind of a... cliche kind of question.
Yeah.
But maybe it is important. I don't know. Maybe people are like, I don't know if I trust these guys. And I don't know if I like them. I need to find out what kind of underwear they wear.
Right.
Maybe there's some sort of... maybe it says something about the kind of person you are.
Well, on the Crown Commission board that I think you mentioned... Every time, ever, forever. There's a kind of a running joke of their describing what underwear you're wearing that day and then how your poop was that day. And then,
See, I did it once the first time and then never bothered to do it after that.
Yeah.
Because I just wear the same underwear.
Yep. I'm wearing boxers now. I guess very uncomfortable.
One of the options was not neither. So you're really kind of forced into saying one or the other, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess. I wear both. I own both. The best of the fucking boxer briefs that I have. Those are the
I don't like the boxer briefs, dude.
No?
Because, I'll tell you why. I wear briefs. For a while, I was wearing boxers, and then I thought, this is retarded. What am I doing? If I'm going to wear boxers, I might as well just not wear underwear.
How many times have you drawn yourself in briefs?
100.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot, maybe. I don't know.
Like, when you were doing Sulfur Torres all the time,
I would always draw myself in underwear.
Always in your underwear.
Well, yeah. Maybe I should start up that again, because that's how I am now. I'm wearing sweatpants right now. Yeah. I'm wearing pajamas.
Dressing up for the show.
Yeah. Everyone was envisioning me in a tuxedo, and then I just blew it.
We're in beautiful Tom McHenry Studios.
We wear top hats.
Yep.
And then tuxedos.
I'm wearing my reeky-ass fucking Rolling Stones hat right now. It smells, man. I've been wearing it every day for like a year and a half. It's
gross.
Really starting to smell. My head.
Right. So I wear the briefs, and I used to wear the boxers, but I thought they were stupid. And I did have a brief dance with the boxer briefs. I still own some boxer briefs, but they're not really my favorite. And here's why. Because they do sort of function like the briefs. They still keep all your shit where it needs to be kept, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff, which is what I enjoy. I like the support, and I don't like it to be like flopping everywhere, and because I have such a huge penis that it needs to be contained. No, and so I just find that the boxer briefs, you've got the bits of material that go around your thighs, sort of.
Yeah,
and I guess that's maybe good for not chafing or Yeah, maybe in the summer you can get, maybe it soaks, I don't know. But to me, that's just extra material to get bunched up and be all weird and stuff. So I like to be real sleek and
Spartan.
Aerodynamic or something. I don't know. So that's kind of how I feel about that. But basically my favorite kind of underwear is clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not in my laundry bin, then I'm okay with it.
Right out of the freezer.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good mm-hmm. good way to go in summertime.
Oh, definitely. Oh, I get clothes in the freezer in the summer. But yeah, all right. Well, that's fuck it. That's that. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's gonna write back next and go, "Hey guys, one more question.
Yeah.
Cut or uncut?" And we're gonna be like, "Oh fuck, not this again."
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to just get the jump on it?
Well, maybe we'll save that for later.
Yeah, I'm uncut.
Yeah, me too.
All right, there we go.
What about your son?
You went for
uniformity?
I don't want to say. I don't want to give it up for
him. Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that's
fine. I'll leave it up to him. He can tell people if he wants to.
All right.
Go divulge in his hideous secrets.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just saying, because, it's kind of, because...
No, I know, yeah, it's a hot-button topic of debate and whatnot.
It really is. Yeah. And, sometimes in certain families, certain members of the family, are, and some aren't, and it's kind of a thing. And maybe that's kind of how my situation is, I don't know.
Yep,
it's a mystery even to me, no. So, it's kind of, father and son, brother and brother can be different sometimes, and interesting.
I was raised to not make the adjustment, basically. It's just madness. I mean, we do, my family has clipped their earlobes off for generations, though. We actually, every time the kids are born, you just go ahead and snip the earlobe right off.
Right, and also the tail.
The tail.
Tail minding thing.
Well, you dry the tail. Season and dry the tail, and then when they're 18, you're like, here you go, you get to eat your tail.
Good lord. Oh, God.
Are we That's still in the mailbag? I think we still are.
Sure, how about we read more mail? I don't care.
We don't gotta
See
read
See if
it.
I fucking care. I don't give a shit.
We don't have to fucking read it.
Fine.
We can just point out that it exists.
Okay, fine. Do it.
Okay, Carl. All
right. Yeah.
From Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say Carl from Rochester, New York.
Yeah. Thanks for writing in.
Yeah, it was great. He said some stuff. He says he likes to drink and listen to us.
Yeah.
And we like to talk. So.
Yeah. You and Heather, when you did the thing, mm-hmm. you guys were drinking during the show.
That's true.
How did you feel about that? Did you feel it made for a better show, or did you feel that you just... I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't notice too much. I mean, it's just wine. Oh, for my birthday? Which is Saturday, everybody.
Yeah.
Get on the stick.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. This Saturday.
Literally.
Get on the stick.
Literally, get on my figurative stick.
Yeah. Ma'am. I'm going to brew a pot of coffee with wine instead of water. And
I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm going to sacrifice... I have two coffee makers. I'm going to sacrifice one of them and make a pot of coffee wine.
You know what that's going to taste like?
Great.
Really bad.
Fabulous.
It's going to taste bad.
You think I should use red wine or white wine?
Oh, dude, I don't even... Probably red, actually.
Yeah?
I would say, yeah.
That's but, what I was going to use. I prefer red wine to white
that's,
wine.
That's... Oh, man, I just can't even imagine.
But maybe I should use, what's that beverage that you guys always drink?
Coca-Cola?
Sake?
Oh, yeah.
I could use that.
I'm constantly drinking that.
Well, I know.
But, why don't you run green tea through your coffee maker?
Yeah.
Imagine maybe. The caffeine.
I will imagine that. But since sake is served warm anyway.
Yeah, I mean, because you can put... I mean, people put, like, whiskey in their coffee and things like that.
Sure.
And that would probably be more in tune with the coffee flavor, I would think, than... Well, because... yeah, we'll see. You just report and tell me how it goes.
I just hope maybe, it doesn't explode.
Maybe it'll be a revolution. Or a revelation.
Meh.
Or a Revelo ice cream.
A Revelo lo 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 lo
lo lo lo.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink it down though. It's gonna be good. I'm like 12 full cups.
Yeah.
So thanks for the idea, Carl La Barbara from Rochester, New York.
Yeah, and so where I was going with that is, do you think one day we should fucking get shit canned and record this show? Do you think we should try a drunk one time?
Absolutely.
See how it goes? And then maybe if it takes off, we'll be known as the guys who get drunk and record a podcast, and then it'll be like a thing.
No. I know there's a number of, I think they're called podcasts, where there's one that's like 100 ounces of beer or whatever, and the guy just like drinks every time or whatever. But I have never listened to it. I don't like to listen to it. Anytime I'm into something, I don't like anybody else's version of it, because I just want to I don't want to be influenced. I just want to do my own thing.
Yeah, I hear that. But, I mean, I do listen to a few other things and stuff. And, yeah, I mean, it is kind of a problem, too. Because if you start going down a certain path, you realize that you're... I mean, I guess it's the same with music, right? Like, you listen to a lot of certain bands, then you all have those influences in your stuff, and you can't shake them.
Well, shake them. You either... But that's the thing. They're affecting you one way or the other. You're like, oh, I want to sound like this. Or, oops, I'm sounding like this. I better not. So, like, you're reacting to it one way or the other.
So that's kind of, I mean, that's how I'm in this kind of mode with art right now, where I don't want any other influences, and I just want to try and do my own thing. Yeah. And I mean, obviously it's impossible to not have influences, but I'm not reading very many comics right now, and I'm not listening to a lot of new music, really. I have, like, my comfort music that I always listen to and things like that. And those are things that I'm not going to shake anyways. But, yeah, I'm just sort of trying that out, and I don't know how well it's working. But.
Well, speaking of music and this and that and whatnot, Carla Barbara from blah 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 New York, he wanted to know what jams we'd bring to a desert island.
Oh fuck, I read that and I was thinking maybe I should think about this and write a list down, but I didn't. Jeez, you know, shit. One album?
I guess that's what he said. I mean, I don't know. One got to play by his rules.
Jesus,
he ain't the boss of us.
Yeah, can it be a can it be a disc of MP3s that I use in an MP3 disc player? Because you can fit 20 albums on one of those.
Good answer.
How about that, huh? I'm cheating.
You know, even at Desert Island, I think I'd go ahead and I'd deal with mono. I'd be like, yeah, why not? Fucking 56K mono.
Oh, it doesn't. As long as you can just barely make out what's going on, that's good enough, because your mind will fill in the rest.
Yeah, totally. And it's not like anything else is gonna be like, oh, that sounds so much better than the shit I have. Desert Island.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, if it's a desert island, you're going to die. So, whatever. You don't need that much music.
Then I would probably bring...
Like, what's the last record you want to hear before you die?
Oh, gee, it hasn't been invented yet, hopefully.
Yeah, nice.
I think that maybe I would bring a disc made out of Peep Trick. I don't know.
The last record I want to hear before I die? Spy vs. Pie, Greatest Hits, Volume 6.
Greatest Hits, 2080
to 2084. Yeah. Yep.
That was some quick math. Do you think that's reasonable? I don't know how many.
Oh,
I just made up some
numbers.
I just made up some numbers, and hopefully they weren't like, "Geez, you guys are planning on dying in 40 years? Wow."
No, 2080. No, that's fine.
That's good. Okay, all right, we're all right. Okay.
And he said book too, but I don't.
I don't really read a lot of books, and any book that I would bring would be a comic book, and it would be over really quick, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe I would bring like something like, shit, man, like. Yeah, I don't even know. I was going to say the Bible. Like, I've never really read the Bible. I'm not religious at all.
Here's the books that... Oh, my dad wants me to mention that I'm not either. So. He told me specifically. He's like, how come you guys mention God and you don't stand up and say, oh, that's my dad's... that's my other dad voice. he wanted to know how come I wasn't like, oh, fuck that shit. I don't believe in God. But it's because I don't... Yeah, I'm non-confrontational about it.
Right. I'm really that not that much either. I mean, I'm pretty, like... People can do their shit. I got lots of family that's religious, and
yeah,
I can
me
have
too.
At it.
That's why I don't
I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. But I personally, I don't know. It's not really a thing. So yeah, but something like the Bible is like really big, and there's a lot to read, and it's a lot to like sink your head into, and it's not going to make me like believe in God or whatever.
I don't know, man. Desert Island. You might be like, well,
yeah, maybe. I don't know. And then maybe if you get picked up by some like. Fisherman's boat, and you're like, I have a Bible, and then they'll be like, oh, well, great, we'll definitely rescue you because we believe in God.
Yeah, that's true.
Or something.
But if I was like,
I don't
know. Yeah, all I have is the
or it would be a
August
lot of pages
16th
for
through 22
guitar player
2003 TV guide with Paige Davis on the cover, which is still sitting here. That's the books I have around me. 2006 Artist and Graphic Designers Market, Foundation Action Script for Macromedia Flash. Essential Silver Surfer, Home Improvement 1-2-3, the Home Depot book, Cartooning the Head and Figure, and shit, that's it. Oh,
I don't have
Game Characters Volume 3, Daily Activities in Life.
I don't have any books around me other than my own sketchbooks, I guess. That just shows what a fucking egomaniac I am.
Yeah, take that, Carl LaBarbera from Rochester, New York. We bring sketchbooks, dude.
Hey, that's pretty
smart.
We
bring blank CDRs and sketchbooks.
And a CD recorder that we can... You know what? What would you rather have? Would you rather have an album, or would you rather just have, like, a guitar?
Oh, shit, nah, I'd rather have a guitar.
But then guitar, Desert Island,
yeah.
Ocean, strings
right.
rust,
yeah.
strings break.
Fine.
Then what?
What?
You still play without strings if your strings are all fucked and everything?
If your
strings disintegrated and all you had was a stringless guitar, would you... It would still be kind of comforting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd be hugging it all the time.
And you could, like, kind of pretend to play and stuff, and it would be something to, like, go crazy to. And you would start to hear your own music, maybe?
I'd figure out some string, actually. Maybe I would just leave one string on, take the rest of the strings, and bury
them.
No,
check it out. What you do, if there's maybe some wild cats or monkeys, you fucking kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You take their guts.
Yep.
You try and... this might take you a lot of years to
sure.
get the thing right. But you take the guts, and you fucking learn how to make some strings out of it, and you... Yeah.
Well, when I picture a desert island that people are always talking about, I picture about, like, 12 square feet.
You picture a Don Martin.
Yeah, totally. And so, yeah, I would go ahead and try to do the old self-surgery there and see if I could,
pull out part of your intestines and make the string.
Yeah. Or maybe I'd just start playing with hair.
You could probably just weave some hair and just, I don't know, dude. Wouldn't it break before it got taut enough to do anything with?
Shit.
It's not very strong. So, okay, what kind of instrument would be good to bring if you were planning ahead, like, strings are going to rust and corrode
right.
and not be good for real? What kind of instrument, I guess, like a wind? No, wind instruments use reeds that would...
A recorder.
Like a brass instrument, I guess? Like a trumpet or something?
No,
I don't know.
I think a recorder would hold up fine, a plastic recorder.
Yeah, but then you couldn't sing at the same time. That's really sad. I don't want to think about this anymore.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but anyway,
let's just bring extra strings. That's it.
What's your favorite album right now?
My favorite album right now.
Yeah.
What's
in your CD player right now?
My
what's
CD
queued up
player.
On your? Yeah, I know.
Spy vs. Spy podcast is number
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's what I'd bring.
Yeah.
The same one. Let's do it over and over.
Oh God.
Shit, man. That's the hardest question, and I don't really have an answer for it. Like, it's just such a. I don't even know.
No, but I'm going to say Ted Leo, Hearts of Oak. I've been listening to that a lot lately.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist.
Hearts of Oak. I've been listening to a lot of Joel Plaskett Emergency right now. He's a Canadian dude. Yep. Rocking. It's good stuff. I can't even pick a specific album. I don't even know. Fuck. He came out with a live DVD, and I transferred the live DVD video into audio, and I listened to that in my ears. And that's quite good. I'm really into that right now. And as always, I'm listening to a lot of Ben Folds. I'm super into Ben Folds. I'm gay for Ben Folds, is what I've said before. And all his stuff, and the Ben Folds 5 stuff, the whole catalog, I could listen to 100 times in a row and not even, you know, not enjoy it. So that's the kind of stuff I'm into right now.
Yeah.
And also really sad, sappy stuff that makes me cry. Anything
really?
That makes me cry, yeah.
I listened to some Elliott Smith the other night while I was decorating that.
Oh, dude, that's what I should get on right now. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, you should. Oh, man, that would...
Will it make me more depressed, though, or will it help me?
I don't know, man. I think it'll probably just make you more depressed. I almost fucking puddled up the other night when I was listening.
All right, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just go the opposite way and listen to some fucking...
Dillinger Escape Plan.
Rhapsody. Italian adventure metal. It's all about, like, unicorns and wizards and shit.
Well, that sounds good.
It's like power metal, and it's fucking rad. I should get back into that shit.
All right.
And maybe some Andrew WK, as always.
Yeah.
Could pick me up.
Blow
so,
it off.
Okay, maybe
Blow
people should write off. In. People should write in and say, if you are kind of bummed out, kind of depressed, what do you think is better overall for your mental health? Do you think that listening to rockin', upbeat, kick-ass shit is good, or do you think you should listen to mopey, sad bastard shit? Like, what is overall... I know there's a certain period where you need to, like, mope. But, like, let's say you're kind of just getting out of that. Like, you know, what do you think's the way to go? The hell is that?
My remote.
A remote?
Yeah. You can point remotes at microphones and pick up something and make noises.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was a bit distracted because someone was phoning me. And
yeah, so that's why I was picking up my remote.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that stuff? My answering machine?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't hear your answering machine. You should have brought the micro over there. And I had him on.
No one left a message. I hate that.
Oh.
Well, anyway, so yeah, I'm trying to decide if I should, like, listen to kick-ass shit and, like, be like, yeah, fuck everything, I'm gonna fucking get shit done and all. Or if I should just be all like, oh, yeah, you understand me, Elliott Smith.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know. I don't know. Everybody.
Oh, in case listeners didn't know and they couldn't pick up, I'm fucking super depressed right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm kind of going through a rough time, but, you know, I, Japanese heritage, hide my feelings very well, and got a show to do, got people to entertain, got drunk people to say shit for, so, fucking.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. It was a ghost came in here. What the hell was that?
It was Elliott Smith's ghost.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. Don't do it, Brian.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Shit. So that's the end of mailbag, is it?
Shit, it's the end of the fucking show. It's all we got food and mailbag, and that's it. And we're already.
What a waste.
That was a waste?
I don't know.
Damn! Yeah, pretty much, if you're going to write us stuff, don't ask us questions.
Because then we'll just talk about them.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear us talk.
And then we won't get to make up our own stuff to say.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think about having guests?
Guests are good. I don't think we should do it too often.
Yeah.
But I think it's a really nice, refreshing little beverage.
Is it worked out okay? Jeff Skinner yesterday. Sure. Good.
Yeah, we got other guests we want to have on eventually, but
yeah, totally.
I don't think we want to do it too much. We don't want to be the guest show. We don't want to be like the fucking radio DJs who interview guys.
And I definitely don't want to take calls.
Yeah, I think it's a bad idea. Make calls?
Yeah.
To who?
Fucking, you know, prank calls.
Oh, I guess we could do that. To other podcasts?
Yeah.
What do you mean, other? To podcasts?
Yeah.
Mm.
No.
Yeah.
Prank call. Yeah. Prince Albert in the box. Yeah. Why not?
You know what? What the hell is that all about? I never got that joke.
What? Did Prince Albert in a can?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a foodstuffs of some sort.
It is? Yeah. What is it? I don't know what it is.
I
never understood that one, and I was like, I guess I just don't get it. It's a food?
Yeah.
What kind of food is it?
Well, I'm going to assume it's a sardine, but I'm going to look.
So wait, you made a joke, and you explained it to me, and you don't even know yourself what it is.
No, I do. It's a male genital piercing.
Because you got a double one, right?
Oh, it was a tobacco product.
Oh, it's like chewing tobacco?
It's pipe tobacco.
Well, shit. So you phone up a tobacconist's shop.
Right.
And or a tobacconist, as you would say.
Right.
And you say that, and then they're like, yeah, we got that. And you're like, you fucking better let that shit out. Or what?
And apparently there's a variant
of
the
joke,
good
joke.
King Edward brand cigars or Martha White in a bag. This is when the phone first came out, though.
Really? Was that like the second thing someone did on a phone? Was like, yeah. I don't know.
And as soon as refrigerators were invented, people wanted to know if they were running.
Yeah.
No.
Is your ice box?
Yeah. Melting. Better cool it down.
John Strymner wrote in and said, fucking, you're always spelling my name wrong.
I changed it. I edited it.
Yeah, so don't fucking spell that shit wrong anymore.
No, I won't. It's E-I.
Yeah.
J-O-M.
Because it's not Strymner.
No.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I mean, who can figure?
Well, you want to go out on a high note?
A Dan high note?
Yeah.
From the Colorado Avalanche NHL hockey team?
Yep.
That's what his real name is.
Go out on him.
Go out on him. I don't think I know how to do that.
Go all out on him.
Oh, yeah.
Round the world.
I can run wild on him, Hulkamania style.
Yeah.
What you gonna do when Ultimate Warrior runs wild on you?
I went to Bible camp.
Did you?
Yeah. And,
Did you?
Ah, yeah.
Did you write a 500-page comic book about it called Blankets?
No. But, yeah, I did. And this guy, I think his name was Brandon, if I remember right. They had face painting there, and he got his face painted like the Ultimate Warrior. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
You know, we were at camp, and he left it on for like 2 or 3 days. So then when the paint was not on anymore, it was still there.
Like, sweet.
Yeah,
that's
he was
awesome.
Fully tanned with the Ultimate Warrior thing. His face.
That's really cool. Yeah. If you're a little kid, that's probably awesome.
Yeah.
We were 15.
Yeah, this was last week.
Okay. She was one of the counselors.
We should go.
All right, fine.
I'm going to go home.
Go home?
Yeah, going to get a ride.
Dude, no, I'm working OT, so.
All right.
I'm not leaving for another few hours.
Fine. I'll catch the shame train.
The loser cruiser?
That's the one.
Hey, hey. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to our shit.
Yeah. Oh, you can always send us an email at spiderfishpie@gmail.com.
We have a don't. What did you say? The other one.
Oh yeah. No? Or alternately, Gmail at spyversuspie.com. You can use either one. Pretty
yeah.
much whatever.
spyversuspie.com, and fucking send us an email. Leave a comment. I don't know.
Or don't do anything. Just keep listening silently.
That's all we
really
know care
you're
about.
There.
Yeah.
We check the stats.
This is like Romper Room. I see Carl and I see Jess and yep. I see Lee and I see. Tom McHenry.
Yep, I see.
And I think behind him might be Sarah Bauer, but I can't tell.
I see Ponda Baba. I see
Barbara Papa.
Hammerhead. I see Slice Noodles.
I see Masamita.
Yep.
All right. I see Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
Oh. It's a trap. It's a tarp. At Bible camp. Goodbye. See ya.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of ground, you know, without, like, covering a lot of ground.
Yeah, we laid a lot of pipe. That was worth it.
I think so.